FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Five, seven CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the Morning Show brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, your RV sales and service headquarters right off of Highway 53. Take the Melby Street exit. There they are. ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. Don't forget, they've got their winterization special going on right now to get your camper or your RV all ready to go and tucked away for the winter. All right, call them. Check them out, stop in, or again, their website, Chippewa Valley Outdoors. Tell them Mike McKay sent you in when you go in there, okay? Coming up in, give me 10 minutes. We've got our good news story of the day today. A high school basketball team and what they did when they realized they actually didn't win a game. This is good.
Anyway, and maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind. time. And maybe he sings off key, but that's all right by me, yeah. 'Cause what he does so well, makes me want to yell. Let's hear it for the boy. Ah, let's give the boy a hand, yeah. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one-man show.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Look into my eyes. You will see what you mean to
Thank you. Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
thief's cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
Brendan King is the coach for the Academy of Classical Christian Studies High School girls basketball team. They're located in Oklahoma. And they won the championship last year, but he said at that time it just seemed like something didn't seem right. They were having problems with the scoreboard and the time and everything throughout the entire game, and they won with a buzzer beater. And he said it just bothered him throughout the season, you know, when the season was over. And he said, you know what, it just doesn't seem right. Well, league rules say once the game is over, it's over. Well, he decided to rewatch the game. And as he watched the conclusion of the game, he realized that his team really didn't win with that buzzer beater. Time had expired. So he talked to his players, and they all agreed that they did not win the championship. They wanted to give, actually, the championship trophy to their competitor, Apache High. They talked to the league agreed, and they met up with the other team and gave them the trophy. What a teachable moment. What a cool thing they did.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW. Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley's at work station.
All day at work, my radio's on.
105.7 CFW.
CFW, 80s, 90s, and more, your official station for Summer Jam 2026. And I have some lineup information for you that you're going to want to hear. I got it coming your way in 7 minutes. Stay close. 105.7 CLW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. You're home for Summer Jam 2026. Of course, the dates are set June 19th and 20th. Don't forget, tickets and camping currently on sale. Go to summerjamwi.com. And I got some info from them that they are going to start rolling out headliners and lineup announcements over the next few weeks. They're going to, every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m., they're going to start announcing acts they're going to be at Summer Jam. So what you're going to want to do is make sure that not only listening to 105.7 CFW, but make sure that you're following the Summer Jam Facebook page, because there's going to be stuff out there. There's going to be clues also that they're going to be giving out to who some of these artists are going to be, which could get you two VIP tickets to Summer Jam. All right? So once again, make sure you're following 105.7 CFW on Facebook. Make sure you're listening to us, of course, for information when it comes available. And also following Summer Jam's Facebook page as well. So if you're not following them yet, make sure you look them up. Click that like button. Same with our 105.7 CFW Facebook page. And of course, you want to just leave on 105.7 CFW and be listening for all the info as it comes in for Summer Jam. Again, info at summerjamwi.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets. Get your campsites. Everything's at the lowest price right now, so you might as well get them because you're going to want to be there anyway. June 19th and 20th. I know it's only October 14th, but I can't wait until next summer.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Now's the perfect time to stock up on gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants. They make the perfect stocking stuffers and give you a head start on your holiday shopping. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study found that Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of fatal crashes involving police pursuits. According to the study, 11 of the 535 fatal crashes in the state in 2023 involved a police pursuit, which is a little over 2% of those crashes. The Wisconsin State Patrol's policy is to only engage in a pursuit if it can be done without creating unreasonable danger to the public. State troopers will often allow a fleeing suspect to escape for safety before tracking them down afterwards. The Wisconsin Humane Society says shelters across the state are overwhelmed with cats, and they're looking for community support to manage the uptick. Officials say the Humane Society alone is currently caring for over 1,000 cats across the state, and many individual shelters are struggling to keep up with limited resources. They're asking residents to consider adopting or fostering a cat, volunteering their time to assist at their local shelter, or informing their friends and families of the situation. The Humane Society is also accepting monetary donations. The Stout Vocational Rehabilitation Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Stout has received national recognition for its work to remove employment barriers for residents with disabilities. Earlier this month, the National Rehabilitation Association presented the organization with the annual W.F. Falks Award to honor their work with evidence-based research, innovative program designs, and technical assistance. The organization has operated in western Wisconsin for nearly 60 years, assisting thousands of residents with disabilities. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and Chippewa Valley Technical College have entered into a new agreement seeking to make it easier for business students to transfer between schools. Under the new agreement, students who are pursuing an associate's degree at Chippewa Valley Technical College will now be able to easily transfer into the Bachelor of Business Administration program at UW-Eau Claire. Officials say students will be able to transfer all 60 credits from their associate's degree towards the 120-credit business degree requirements. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of rain this afternoon, a high near 55. Showers likely tonight, lows around 46. Slight chance of rain Wednesday with a high near 56. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday night, a low around 50. And more showers and storms on Thursday. It's 48 at our studios. CFW.
Baby, 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 baby
Callie wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Five, seven CFW 80s, 90s more. That's going to do it for me, Mike McKay, stepping on out. Thanks again for letting me spend some time with you on this Tuesday. Laura McKenna in next to keep the music rolling on. I tell you, your day is going to be so much better by letting us be part of it. We appreciate that, all right? Let's catch up tomorrow morning, okay? Hey, don't forget, smile at a stranger today. You just might change their life. See ya.
On my way, on my way, oh sweet.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW. CFW streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
You dropped the bomb on me, but you turned me on. You dropped the bomb. baby.